Kevin is in Mountainside. What's up, Kev?
Hey, guys. Appreciate you taking time with me. Love the show. Very entertaining, very informative. A couple of things about Anthony Volpe. A huge fan. His dad was my doctor. I've been following his career. But I noticed a pattern. Last year, he makes the team because he's like lights out in spring training, but then had a rough season average-wise. This year, after the winter, lights out in the early part of the year, but then he wanes. After the All-Star break, he's great again, and then peters out a bit now lately. I'm just questioning the amount of time he's being played. 159 games last year out of 162. The other day, he hits a ball off his foot. He's limping, obviously. That was on Thursday. On Saturday, he plays both ends of a doubleheader. So I think he's going to be an incredible asset, very valuable. We need him in the postseason, and I'm just suggesting maybe more time off for him to get him ready for the long haul here. What do you guys think?
I don't think it's crazy. They just don't really have a luxury to do that right now. He's played 118 games, so he leads that. You know, nobody's played more games than Volpe this year. I mean, there might be a little something to it, but he's also 23 years old.
I mean, my God.
Jeez.
What are we talking about here? God. He's 23. We're going to start giving him maintenance days? You got to play. Now, I'm not saying you have to play every day because very few people do that anymore, but you want to be a star in this league, you got to get out of it. Put it this way. I don't think that's the reason why Volpe is inconsistent.
No. I think that the swing changes that he implemented during the offseason, which yielded great results immediately, even start the season down in Houston. I remember like his whole approach seemed different, like just more quality at bats and getting deeper in the count. I think that we were fooled to think that maybe it sticks forever. Like, you know, you can't be a hitter one way for 22 years. You can try, but it's kind of hard in baseball. And then really, really do some radical things that are very different and not have any relapses, so to speak. I just think it's unrealistic to think that whatever he incorporated this past winter was going to be his swing for the next 15 years, and he's going to have 3,000 hits.
And maybe it's just going to be a slow climb for Volpe to be a true superstar in the league. He's better than he was a year ago. I mean, the end of the year hitting 209, so he's at 250 now.
Uh-huh.
But the way he started out, we're thinking, all right, well, here he goes. He's going to hit 320 or 330, whatever it may be. So 250 seems bad. But, I mean, he's hitting 40 points higher as of now, and still could finish stronger. I don't need the power numbers. We talked about this, BT.
Yep.
I don't need the power numbers, but if you're not going to hit with the power, then the average better be higher, and you better have more stolen bases. He's going to have more stolen bases. He's going to have a higher average.
His OPS plus is higher.
OPS should be higher. OPS plus is higher.
Total base is higher.
Base percentage higher.
Higher.
So, I mean, in every strikeout's probably going to be close to the same, maybe fewer, right?
Yeah.
He's at 117 now compared to 167 all of last year.
I mean, look at it this way, Sal. Last year he had 113 hits. This year he already has 123. He already has 10 more hits this year than all last season. He's got one fewer double with a lot of baseball to go.
More runs.
Yep. Got three more triples this year. 15 fewer RBIs with a lot of baseball to go. As you talked about the steals, he's four away from last year. He should probably finish with 30. So, I mean, there's elements that we love about Volpe. I know he's kicked it around a little bit lately, but he is a Gold Glover, and he's made some great plays. I just still have, and you and I kind of go back and forth on this, I have reservations about whether or not he's ever going to be a superstar.
Right.
I think when we look back, can I see Anthony Volpe being an all-star 2 or 3 years? I could. He's not Witt. He's not Henderson. And he's never going to be that guy.
Would you say that Volpe's having a good season?
I think good's a bit strong. I think it's been a little uneven. It's been really high and really low and really high and really low.
We could say that about a lot of guys, which is, I don't understand what's going on in baseball. You can't be good anymore consistently. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Why is that the case?
I don't know.
The ups and downs with everybody, not just the teams, but then the players. And obviously, the team's result is going to be a byproduct of that.
Well, let me ask you this, though. Are we just reacting to the numbers? Like, think when we were young, and, take Darryl or take Dave Winfield. You tell me Dave Winfield didn't have months where he hit, 203, but we just weren't bludgeoned over the head with it.
No, but at the end of the year, the totals are so, like how could Alonso go from being, a 250 hitter to hitting 213?
That, I don't understand that. That's a tough one.
Or Nemo, you've seen, like Lindor at least. Lindor's been pretty consistent.
He's in the neighborhood.
Slow starts.
Yeah.
And at the end of the year, he finishes with consistent numbers, mm-hmm. whether they're MVP-like numbers, whether they're Cleveland-like numbers, whatever, it doesn't matter. Since he's been a Met, he's been pretty consistent at the end of the season. At the end of a season, you want to see consistent numbers so you know what you could rely on or count on somewhat going into next year. And with too many players like Brandon Nimmo, he's been the furthest thing from consistent. Jeff McNeil, inconsistent. We talk about Volpe being inconsistent. You know, LeMahieu kind of just fall off a little bit, so you can understand that to a certain extent. Soto and Judge, as consistent as they come. Like, look at their numbers every year. Mm-hmm. Top of the game. Like,
I would even say Soto's a little less consistent. He's had a couple of years where, you know, like 260, like, you know, this is, he doesn't do this every year.
Right.
He doesn't.
Well, a walk year, he's coming to play.
Doing the exact opposite of Pete. Yeah. If I said to you, Sal, what are the, maybe you can answer this coming up next, maybe mm-hmm. you want to think about it. I think this is important about the Mets. Like, what are the three things positively, like specifically individuals that jump out to you about the Mets this year? It's probably not what you thought coming into the year. Like, three things, like this, that, and this are the three things that have been most positive, impact, you know, have impacted the Mets most favorably in the standings, or, you know, give you, you know, whatever, fuel for the future, however you want to process it. It's probably not the three things that you thought coming in.
At
except
least
maybe Lindor,
not.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I mean, but
yeah.
Can you do that coming up? Yeah. I'm curious how you answer that.
Okay.
Very curious.